Det sidste indslag i Rejseradioen denne gang handler om 930 tog. 14.450 togvogne. 228.000 træer, 215.000 små figurer, 8.850 biler og ikke mindre end 13.000 strækninger på en jernbane. Og så er der i øvrigt også 3.660 huse og en masse broer, hvoraf en af dem forbinder Danmark med Norge. I kan jo godt regne ud, at det ikke er den virkelige verden, det handler om, men det er et spejlbillede af den virkelige verden. Det hele er pakket sammen på 6.400 kvadratmeter, og det hele befinder sig i det, der hedder Speicherstadt i Hamburg. Speicherstadt er en del af den gamle havn her i Hamburg, hvor man altså lagrede tingene, inden de blev lavet på de store skibe. Og i dag der er en del af Speicherstadt bygget om. Man har blandt andet et stort koncerthus, som ikke er færdigt endnu, men absolut værd at kigge nærmere på. Og så har man det, der hedder Miniatur Wonderland. Miniatur Wonderland, det er et sted, hvor vi alle sammen er børn. Det er ligesom at tage til Disneyland, bare meget, meget mindre, men vi er alle sammen børn, uanset om vi har leget med modeljernbanen som barn, eller vi har gjort det som voksen, det er der også nogen, der gør, føler vi os alle sammen som børn, og der er en masse børn her rundt omkring, fordi jeg står i Miniatur Wonderland i øjeblikket. Jeg står her sammen med Marius, som normalt fortæller om det. Det skal han også fortælle os om lige om et øjeblik. Han ved simpelthen alt om det her. Vi kommer en lille smule bag kulisserne. Og vi gør det naturligvis, som i de tidligere indslag her i Rejseradioen, på engelsk. Marius, please tell the listeners, how can somebody get this idea? It is only 14-15 years ago that somebody got the idea.
Of course, you have to be a little bit crazy about trains and engines and cars, for example. But this whole idea started when one of our bosses, Fredrik Braun, was on holiday in Switzerland. And while doing a sightseeing tour there, he encountered a small railway store. And while standing between all these small trains and engines, he remembered back when he was a child. He and his twin brother, Garrett, they had the dream when they were adults, they wanted to have a big house, and in the cellar they wanted to build a big railway display from one room through the wall to the other side. As a child you normally forget this quite fast, but when he was doing this tour, the sightseeing tour, he thought, if I don't do this now, this will never happen again. And so he phoned his brother back in Hamburg and told him, when I'm back, we both will be planning and building the world's largest display.
And that is exactly what you have done, and luckily enough it was before the finance crisis hit the world, so somebody were interested in investing in this project, and now we have more than 1 million visitors every year.
Of course, we wouldn't have guessed that we would become so big, so famous. We have guests from all over the world, Japan, Australia, Africa even. There are just two countries in this world that we're still missing, so if you have friends in Osttimor or maybe in Santa Lucia, tell your friends they should come to Hamburg, visit the Miniature Wonderland, because these are the two last countries that we are missing.
I don't even know where they are, but at least I know where the Danes are, and I know that the Danes are visiting this place also in very, very big groups, and they are coming individual, and it is very easy to plan because it is very close to the city center of Hamburg. That means you can go shopping and you can take a break going into this wonderland, and you can plan to be here half an hour, 1 hour, and I guess you will stay here at least 2 or 3 hours, and then maybe it's hit the shopping tour a little bit, but anyway, you have this possibility to give your tour an extra experience.
In the past time, the people went to Hamburg for sightseeing, for shopping, and just did a small trip to the Miniature Wonderland for 1 or 2 hours. Nowadays, it's just vice versa. They come to the Miniature Wonderland and do just a 1 or 2 hour stop for Hamburg for shopping.
You have your job here. You're earning money by doing this. Isn't that a little bit crazy also, having the possibility to earn money on your hobby, so to say?
It's a dream come true to be here, to working with the model railway trains, for example, to see all the laughing faces of the people, to see the fun that the children and the older children have here. It can't get a better job, I think.
Anyway, this museum is separated into different landscapes. There's a Scandinavian landscape. You have making a lot of spots around the Scandinavian countries, and also the United States and Hamburg, of course, and a little bit more that too.
We are still working on our currently Italy area that should be finished around end of this year maybe. We want to go to France with maybe Netherlands and Belgium, Luxembourg for the visitors from there. They should feel at home there. We have Switzerland with a small Swiss chocolate manufactory. You push a ball, small button, and then there's a small bar of chocolate falling out a hatch that is edible. So real Swiss chocolate for the children and the bigger ones. We have a large airport with starting and landing planes every 1 or 2 minutes there's a plane landing. Scenes for every kind of person that comes here. We have scenes for women, we have scenes for men, we have scenes for smaller children.
Tell me one thing. Here you have 6,400 square meters. How do you select which landscapes you want to present?
This is a very hard decision. We have a team of planners who think about where should the tracks be laid, where should be cities built, and they have to scrap some parts of Europe. And after roughly 1.5 years of planning, they say, now we have a plan that is finished and now we can start construction.
And when you come here, you can buy a ticket at the entrance. What is the price to get in here?
It's currently €13 for an adult, and you can stay as long as you like.
And for children,
it's €7.50.
Så det er altså også en overkommelig udgift, og jeg lover jer, at hvis man har tilstrækkeligt meget legebarn i sig, kan man få rigtig mange timer til at gå i miniature Wonderland i Hamburgs Speisestadt. Tak til Mathias Roth for snakken. Med de ord er rejseprogrammet forbi den her gang. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og her på falderæbet skal jeg lige afsløre, at vi næste gang skal til et af danskernes meget besøgte rejsemål og en af mine absolut store favoritter i udlandet. Vi skal til Nice og Côte d'Azur, den franske riviera. Præcis hvornår programmet er færdigt, ved jeg ikke endnu, men der går nok en måneds tid, gætter jeg på. I mellemtiden kan jeg foreslå, at hvis du vil se billeder, læse mere og meget af det, du hører om i Rejseradioen, få værdifulde links og også genhøre store dele af rejseprogrammet, så besøg rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.